This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. The USDA published the latest cattle on feed report on Friday, and the numbers indicate continued contraction of cattle feedlot inventory. We will hear more from USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning. And it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today. And let's get next season started.
USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell says the latest cattle on feed report indicates continued contraction of cattle feedlot inventory. Here's McConnell on the numbers as of September 1st.
There was 11.08 million head of cattle on feed with feedlots that have a capacity of larger than 1,000 head. That is 1% lower than a year ago. Placements during the month of August were 1.78 million head. That was 10% lower than a year ago. And marketings during August came in at 1.57 million head, which was 14% lower than a year ago.
For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. Now here's today's Merit Minute.
We got Dale Jones of Merit Auctions joining us for this week's Merit Minute. Dale, what are we talking about?
Well, last week we had some really good strong sales. We sold a Lee County, Iowa farm, 535.77 surveyed acres in 7 tracts. It was an outstanding cattle farm, row crop and cattle. Top selling tract on that auction was $14,200 an acre. It was nearly 100% tillable, had a CSR2 of 56. Other tracts ranged from 8,015 acre to $9,100 an acre. For the same family, we had a timed online only machinery auction, a John Deere 4055 with an open ROPS, 4,950 hours, sold for $37,000. And a 2014 John Deere 569 baler. It topped out, had low time, topped out at $36,500. That was the highest selling 569 baler, I believe, in the last 18 months.
Learn more on their website at meritauctions.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.